Trump backs Kennedy amid establishment attacks, he's got a lot of good ideas. By Nick Gilbertson on September 7, 2025. Washington, President Donald Trump responded to the political establishment's attacks on Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying he has a lot of good ideas. Breitbart News caught up with the president during a press gaggle on the South Lawn of the White House on Sunday, before he departed for the U.S. Open final, asking for his thoughts on the slew of attacks on Kennedy, which have come from the likes of twice-failed presidential candidate Chris Christie, Senator Ron Wyden, Dear, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and others. "Well, he's a different kind of a guy," Trump told Breitbart News. "He's got a lot of good ideas, but he's got a lot of ideas. You know, normally, they don't have any ideas. And that's why we have problems with autism and so many other things. Because we're coming up with the answers for autism. You watch. We're coming up with the answers for other things that normal people, regular people, easy to get along with people, wouldn't be able to do. He's got a lot of ideas, and so do I, and we're going to clean it up," he added. Kennedy took action last month to rescind the emergency use authorizations for coronavirus vaccines, while keeping vaccines available for Americans who desire them after consulting with their physicians. He also noted he is demanding placebo-controlled trials from drug companies. Trump notably demanded transparency from drug companies regarding the effectiveness of coronavirus treatments last week. Kennedy testified before the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday, where he held his own while under fire from establishment Senators Wyden and Warren. In one exchange, Kennedy blasted Warren for accepting money from pharmaceutical companies, emphasizing that it is widely available to Americans, though it is not recommended for everyone. "I never promised that I was going to recommend products for which there is no indication. And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies," Senator Kennedy told Warren, adding that he is not taking coronavirus vaccines away from the public. The attacks from establishment politicians continued on Sunday, with Christie calling him foolish and wholly unqualified on ABC's This Week.